Do they just call it a serenade?
Yeah, that's what I know.
Did you ever hear them call it a chivalry?
Well, it might have.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, did you? I'm just really asking, did you hear it?
No, I don't think I heard it.
All right. You're talking about, telling me that you were in Jackson the other day. How did you do it? You'd say, I was Jackson,
Well, I don't know how you'd say that when you say I went to Jackson.
Let me put that a little bit differently. Would you say you're over in Jackson, up in Jackson, down in Jackson?
Well, I would always say the thing it is. I would be up to Jackson. It's up that way.
Okay, now up is north and south, yeah. Sort of?
Yeah.
Or north, rather.
Yeah.
Up is north. Now, if you went to Utica, it would be?
I went down to Utica.
I see. And what about Raymond?
Well, I went up to Raymond, too.
Well, if you were going, say, east of here, would that be?
Well, I don't know how I would say if I was going east of here, going to Vicksburg, that's going over to Vicksburg.
Over, and that'd be west of here.
That'd be over the river between here. And there's a pretty good river between here and Vicksburg. I'd say over to Vicksburg.
Okay. Well, over, then you think about it, you're crossing over the river. All right, how would you say you were at Mrs. Stubbs' store?
Going out to Stubbs' store.
Out. Now, that would be out the road.
Yeah, out to the road. I run out to Billy Horn's store. He's down below Stubbs' store. That's now, the only one I go to.
All right, now down below is south or is
it? Yeah, it'd be south is that a way.
Okay, then what you would use then would depend on largely on the direction.
On the way
it
would be here. Now, like I said, I'm going down Learning. They go down this hill.
Oh, I see. Learning. Is Learning south of here?
No, north. Back that way.
Oh, it's that way, isn't it? It's that way. Lebanon south of here. I mean, what there is of Lebanon is south of here.
Should drive through that city of Learning.
I'm going to. I plan to today. I didn't have time yesterday. Yesterday, I was telling Miss I visited the Keiths. I had a little about an hour, and I stopped off to pick up a copy of the Hinds County Gazette over there, and she showed me the building and the old the presses and the old hole where the Yankees had chopped the hole in the floor. Mm-hmm. Really very interesting. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get down to Learning. Okay, you're talking about someone who lives somewhere then. Would you say, let's see now, where do the Pittmans live? That's your son?
I say over to the Pittmans.
Now, where do they live from here?
They live about here, right due east of here.
I said, that'd be over.
I call it over that way.
If you said somebody lives up at the Smiths, what would you think? Would that be north?
That's what I'd sort of say. Up at the Smiths.
I see.
After Smiths lives over there on the road.
Okay.
River Garden lives up the road. My daughter.
Well, I was thinking about, their house. If you're referring to that house by name, you'd say up at the Smiths.
Yeah.
That would be north of here. Or down at the Joneses, and that'd be south of here.
That's right.
Or over at the Greens, and that would be east or west of here. Probably.
Like we're going out to the church, we just say we're going to the church. It's... I say south of here.
That's our church you pass right over here.
It is which? Over here? On this road?
Mm-hmm.
You
come right
brick
back.
Building?
Yeah,
we're
brick
going. There's a white house next to us.
The preacher's home.
Oh, is that it? Yes, I looked at that when I was coming out. I remember that.
Out to the left of that, there's another little road turn that goes right straight south. That's where McNair is. McNair's peach orchard. He's got corn orchard and peach orchard and everything like that.